You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fiery Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com. Now, without further ado, here's your host, Sheriff!
What's up, everybody? What's up? Stop clapping. You can clap, like, later. Like, I know you ain't even clapping now, so, like, just don't even pretend. Oh, Mr. Sheriff, man, what's going on today? Well, by the time you hear this, this might actually be the next day, because I was kind of wanting to give the investigation a head start, so I guess it kind of already has, but I don't need anybody stepping between and being like, oh, you can't do this, because you know what? Yeah, we can, and we're going to find out. We're going to find out exactly what you've been up to out here in this Juno land. You feel me? We're gonna find out. Not only are we gonna find out, we're gonna do something about it. So, what am I talking about? Mr. Sheriff, man, what the hell are you talking about? Well, I mean, I've been in a Juno for a little over a year now, and I've seen some really crazy things going on out here. And I don't know, they've left me with more questions than they have with answers. There's things that I think are the answers, but I don't know. But I really am curious. I'm wondering. I want to know. I've got to know. Is everything I've ever thought about Alaska true ever since I've been here and figured out that it's tied to the Vegas shooting? I don't know. Is it tied to Hillary Clinton and her Moloch sacrificing? I really don't know. But boy, does my instincts tell me I'm right. But let's say I'm wrong. Let's say I'm magically wrong, right? Because we need to play devil's advocate here. Because let's say that I'm wrong, right? Let's say I got it all wrong. At the end of this all, I don't want to look like a fool, would you? So what do I do? Well, that's simple. I make sure that I'm figuring out everything before I jump into it and be like, you know what, I'm gonna go shoot into a pizza parlor because I heard Hillary Clinton was up in there. Nah, man, nah. They got me all wrong. They got me profiled all wrong, you see what I'm saying? And what the truth of the matter is that I'm very thorough. I'm not just gonna go jump into something because I think of something. No, that's not the way that works, bruh. I don't feel the need to put things out there that aren't true. Like climate change and this and that. That, like, okay, the words climate change, that's like ridiculous within itself. Global warming. Ridiculous within itself, right? So what's not ridiculous? Well, since we're on the subject of global warming, well, hyper-exhaustion is not ridiculous. Well, what's hyper-exhaustion? What does your car do? It exhausts. What does it exhaust? Lots of heat. Your air conditioner that keeps you cool during the day and cool during the night and warm in the winter times and blah blah blah, right? That puts off so much heat, it's ridiculous. So yeah, hyper exhaustion to the max. Climate change and global warming? Nah. Not at all, not in the least bit. That didn't even begin to describe what I just called hyper exhaustion. It's two words. Hyper dash exhaustion. Or you could put it as one word, hyper exhaustion. But either way, whether it's a compound word or not, it exists, okay? Now, climate change, global warming, and oh my god. Like, that is, like, retarded. Like, if you looked at what they were trying to say was global warming and was causing the polar ice caps to melt, you'd probably stain your pants and, like, have to run to the bathroom and jump in the shower. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. It's like this Green New Deal that they're rolling out that Dan Bongino won't shut up about because it's just very gosh darn donkulous. And if it passes, you're going to hate life. I'll put it that way. You're going to hate life and you're going to feel bad for cows. Cow hit squads. That's the way Dan Bongino's talking about it. Cow hit squads. Yeah, man. If you're a cow, we're going to save your life. You know why? Because we're not going to let Casino Cortez. We ain't going to let Casino Cortez do you bad. I know that you're happy in California because you're a Californian cow and they say that you guys are happier in California, but look out. Because if you eat the wrong thing and you got flatulence, that's it for you, my friend. That's it for you. So anyways, man, like, that's ridiculous, right? But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the possibility of there being a real-life hostel. If you've ever seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, go read the film description. You don't have to watch the movie. Please don't watch the movie. It's awful. It's awesome if you're a Satanist. It's awesome if you think that, you know, teenage blood is great to take a bath in or a shower in. Yeah, great, wonderful. Have at it. That's your forte, you know? But does it really exist? Does the Pizzagate scandal really exist? Well, we all know that children pedophilia exists, and we all know that this town is called Juno. And for those who don't know, Juno in the native language here means young. That's pretty gross. Whenever you think about pedophilia and you think about this town. Well, look, without further ado, I'm just going to let you listen to the phone call that I made.
I was going towards DuPont Trail and I had found this sign that said, like, U.S. government, you know, no trespassing and stuff like that. Is there really, like, military property out here like that? No, it's right before there. There's like an I'm going to kind of describe it as quickly as I can to you. Whenever you're headed towards DuPont from downtown, on the left, there's an old abandoned building, okay? And you can pull in there and there's nothing but like mud in that little driveway with that. It looks like an old abandoned mill to the left. And then so behind it, though, it looks like a secret access tunnel for a theme park. You know, and you may laugh and things like that, but there's rumors flying around that Hillary's using things like that to murder children, so I don't think that this is funny, and I'm not dogging you, and I'm not talking crap to you, it's nothing like that. I'm just saying that I'm just voicing my opinion. Like, I don't think that's funny. You know, it is cute, the entrance... Like I said, it's all good, you know what I mean? It's like, if I was listening to this on the other end, I'd be laughing my ass off. I'd probably sound crazy to half you, you know? But, you know, it's just, if you've ever seen Beverly Hills Cop 3, it looks a lot like the entrance that Axel goes in and out of, and it looks just like that, except it's got all these government signs posted all over it. And, well, this is the only reason I say this, and this is just for your personal knowledge, so... That way, you know, I'm not going and saying something else and you being like, well, you never said that to me. But what it is that I went all the way out DuPont Trail. I went all the way to the end where that T in the water is and you can only go left up the mountain or right into the ocean. Well, whenever I went all the way out in that channel and I'm all the way out there next to that beach, there's a creek and I forget the name of it. If I looked it up, but it's the big creek at the very end of that land right there. Whenever it hooks over, and you can either go towards Taco or you can go right. Well, up that mountain, there's a creek that comes down, and the creek smells like piss, and I freaked out. I'm like I'm the only one out here. Why is there like a mountainside of piss rolling down, you know, like a whole creek filled with it. Like this, it's as if this creek is nothing but that. And then so, and the funny thing is whenever I got there, I had to immediately relieve myself. And then so I felt that was weird. But then like whenever I was relieving myself next to the stream, I was like, why does this smell like urine? And then I looked down at the water and I was like, it's all yellow and bubbly. This is weird. And so I leaned forward just to make sure I wasn't going crazy. And I put my nose right up to it. And I mean, you know what it smells like. So I'm like, okay. So I turned around because I knew that I had found something, something living up there with that is not within Tonga's boundaries. It's like it's right outside of the forest line boundaries, and it's up that mountain, and there's a lot of people there. There's enough people there for there just to be piss rolling down that mountain. And so now I'm looking at all these wild things, all these conspiracy theories, every possible outcome of what that could be at the top of the mountain. And I've come to I've come to three things. One, it's a government base that they don't want anybody knowing about, which is complete bullshit because why isn't anybody disclosing this? We know about Area 51. Two, it could actually be the real hostel. You ever seen that movie where they kill people for sport and they pay people and then they've got the tattoos on themselves to show that they're in a club?
I don't watch that kind of movie.
Exactly. I don't either, but I happened to accidentally watch that one, and I swear to God, I've been haunted ever since. And I've wondered, does this really exist? Because if it does, I'm going to go out and I'm going to show them what a hunter does to people who think that they can hunt humans. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that shit. I don't think that that's cool at all. You know, and the third thing it could possibly be is, what was it? Let's see, there. I said a hostel, the other thing. Oh, Bohemian, the location of last year's Bohemian Grove. And if you know anything about that, you know it's very nasty. Yeah.
Staff that might be able to help you with that.
I just want to take a second to...
I know nothing about it, and I'm sorry it's way beyond anything that I'm familiar with.
I just want to take you... I just want to take a second to thank you for even listening to me, because this is...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. This is crazy, but... Like, I don't want to believe it. I don't even want to consider it to be true. I don't want to go out there and find something crazy. You know what I mean? I don't want this to be true. I don't want myself.
I can give you the number for our Parks and Recreation Department. They can let you know what boundaries lie on different city parks.
Okay.
And
thank you.
They might be able to tell you what's in that vicinity. I personally am not familiar enough with it to know enough to be able to say what is or isn't.
Okay.
They're at 5865226, and I can transfer you over there if you'd like.
You said 5865226?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, one moment. Good morning, Parks and Recreation.
Hi, I got a question. I found a very interesting piece of land on the way out to DuPont Trail. And so I'm just kind of wondering what it is.
I'm not too sure. So let me see if I can.
Hey, before.
I'm transfer over to Lance.
Okay, before, hold on. Before you transfer me, I just want to know if, like, you've noticed this piece of land too. Like, have you ever been towards DuPont Trail? Like, you go out of downtown and head towards Thane? Okay, well, the next time that you get bored and you want to drive around and look at something, head out all the way towards the end and go to the end of the road. But before you get there, on the left, there's an abandoned mill. It looks like a rice mill or something. You know what I mean? It just looks like an old place where they used to do industrial crap at, and it's just abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And just to the right of that, but you're still looking towards your left as you're headed out the thing, on the right of that, it looks like a Disneyland theme park underground entrance. Says U.S. government property and all this crap posted all over it and around it. And it's just very out of place. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to get info on what the hell that is.
Oh, if it's U.S. government, it might be federal. It might not even be city. So I'm going to just transfer over to Lance just to start off. And I'm assuming that they're most likely going to transfer you to state.
That's all right. This is already my first time being transferred, so I'm just like, I don't care. I'm in it to win it. Yeah, I just want to know now. It's like, you know, I don't, because I don't want to go and... Okay, well, just between you and I, like, this is just kind of what I've noticed going on, and I'll try and wrap this up within, like, 1 minute at least. So, like, I went out there one day, and I'm actually a Las Vegas shooting investigator, right? Like, I've been doing, like, I came here from Vegas because I knew it was about to happen, and so I got the fuck out of there. I'm like, I'm not sticking around for this. I'm not accidentally becoming a victim. I hang out on the strip all the time. No way. You know, I'm not going to do that. There's no telling when it's going to strike. All I know is it's about to strike and it hadn't happened yet. So I'm hightailing it in case it does. So, I took off and I had noticed, like, I mean, like, I've been privy to a lot of plans and didn't realize it at the time, you know. Well, I come out here, I figure out it all happened, it all true, and I've got the whole thing figured out, right? I know that it really wasn't any shooting, it was all blanks, and the people that were doing it within the arena that the concert was at was firing paintball guns. And I mean, like, the whole thing is retarded, right? And so I figured it all out, and then so now I've actually figured out that it's tied to this town, and I'm all like, oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, let's see what this town's all about. So I go exploring and stuff like that. Well, then I find this girl being pimped out over by, like, halfway between town and here and downtown. And so I'm like, what the fuck? So, like, I'm freaking out because this is, like, I just barely started riding around town. And this is the first thing I find within 10, 15 minutes. And I'm like, oh, I'm on to something here. Now I can't stop. So then I end up, she tells me that she wants this girl that I picked up who's trying to treat me like I'm some kind of John, and I'm shocked that even she tried to get in the car without saying anything to me, just was already jarring at the door handle to get in, you know. And she says something about, like, Fritz Cove, and well, that's the opposite direction of the direction I ended up heading. I was heading towards downtown from the valley. Well, anyways, like I said, let me wrap this shit up. I get all the way out to Thane and DuPont and all that, and something is spiritually pushing me to go spend lots of time on this DuPont trail. And I'm like, okay, so I go all the way out there. You know how the water goes out and then it makes a T? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I went all the way out there down DuPont Trail. I'm talking about to the very, very end. And I by the time I get there, like, and I'm talking about, like, I walked the whole time without stopping once, just kept going and going and going and going, or for, like, hours. And then so finally I'm there at the very end, and I can't really go anymore, and I'm tired, and I just can't do it anymore. And I'm pretty much at that tee, and I'm looking out at the water. It looks beautiful and everything. But like, where I had stopped at was this stream coming down the side of the mountain. And now that's to the left of me because I'm headed out towards the tee. And I had to pee as soon as I got there. I'm sorry if that's a little vulgar, but, you know, I had to pee as soon as I got there, and I'm all like, why did that hit me all of a sudden? And why is all this stream water yellow and bubbly? Like, this is not normal. And then so just to cure my curiosity, I put my face right up to the water, and I'm like, oh, God, that's piss. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thanking God, like, I didn't accidentally fall in it while I was smelling it, you know? And I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, there's something up this fucking mountain. There's something up the mountain. So then I get home, right? And I'm looking on Google Maps, and that whole area of Thane is just blotched out by Google Maps. It's white, it's black, it's anything but the green lush area that that everything else surrounding it is. And it's a huge area that's all blotched out. It's not just one little square where it's like a city block big. No, it's like a whole town big. There's something out there. There's something up there, and it's so huge that there is just piss streaming down the side of the mountain. So that's one thing. And then I see this entrance, and I'm like, okay, so the entrance cuts through and gets to there somehow underground. It's got to. That has to be some kind of government property that Hillary is fucking hiding, that she has under wraps. It's classified or something. Something is going on out there because nobody in this town knows about it. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about native, indigenous people. I'm not talking about people who work in City Hall and crap like that. I'm talking about people who are here, who, like, their life is here. You know what I'm saying? They have no idea what I'm talking about out there. And then so I'm looking at city officials, and I'm like, excuse me, You want to give me the keys and let me go down in there and show me what's at the end of that tunnel? Because I'm getting pretty pissed off and looking at this Pizzagate scandal like it ain't such a fucking lie. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to put it that way.
So I actually pulled it up on our partial viewer. So cool. Our partial viewer tells you who owns what sort of property.
Cool. What is it?
So it looks like it's the State of Alaska Natural Resource.
Hold on. I want to write this down so I don't get this wrong. Alaska Natural Resource. Okay, so what does that entail?
So that's the State of Alaska. So they're the ones you would want to talk to about that area. Because for a second I thought it was ours. Just because we do maintenance on the trail. But it looks like it's state.
And that's that entrance you're talking about, or is that thing that's up the side of the mountain?
That's just the land over there. So if you're looking at questions over there, you want to talk to the state about those.
Okay, so then just here's my last question to make sure we're clear here on both what we're talking about. Okay, so I don't know if I have told this story twice now, but I just want to make sure that I mentioned that it was outside of Tongass forestry lines. Like, you go down DuPont, and then you're in Tongass, and you keep going and keep going, and then there's a sign that says end of Tongass National Forestry. So basically, where I'm at after that is no man's land, final frontier, still existing type of thing. You know what I mean?
Okay. Hold on a second, okay?
Well, no, I'm just asking, like, are you looking at a map or is just a place listed?
No, it's our partial viewer, so it's the map of Juneau.
Oh, okay.
Of who is assigned to what land. So hold on a second, okay?
Wait. I just want to make sure I know what you're looking at, because what you're looking at is out by that T on the left of that, right? Just, like, way out there, right? Because, like, you have Juneau, you have Thane, and then you have the end of the forestry line, and then you have, like, the end of that. Well, let's just call it an island. You know what I'm saying? Like, that strip right there. And you can either go right into the water, forward into the T, or left up the side of the mountain where I'm claiming that is.
Where the stream is.
Yeah, that last stream, the very last stream all the way at the end, right before you get to the T. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes. Thank you very much.
Hold on a second, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
So let me go ahead and look into it a little bit, and then we'll give you a call back, okay?
I appreciate your help. Thank you so much, because this is just driving me nuts. It's driving me nuts to the fact that where I've every day I sit here and I don't go and hike out there and find out what it is and take pictures myself. It's a day that I'm going, like, absolutely insane just sitting here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I'll totally see if I can either look into it myself or have someone touch base and know a little more about it, okay?
Yeah, because especially if they're hurting children and women and all that out there, man, I'm going to be pissed. So
yes, I'll look into it, okay?
Thank you. I love you so much. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pretty mysterious, isn't it? Pretty strange, isn't it? Pretty strange that nobody seems to know what it is. These are people working as in the city. They're working in the city. They're employees in the city. Juneau natives have no idea. Nobody knows what this is. Nobody in their right mind even cares it exists. That live out here. They've been here for years and never even questioned that. The Disney door entrance, the stream of piss, the blotched out G-maps. Nobody's questioned any of this. Why am I the one questioning this? How come I've been here just barely over a year? And I'm the only one really questioning this. I'm the only one really going out and trying to find things and places and looking and hiking and... I mean, I can't be the only one, right? I can't be the only one that sat here and questioned this, that wondered about this. Because there's a secret tunnel that goes from one side of town to the other in Juneau, and they closed the doors to it. You can't get in. Because it isn't attractive, and there's just no reason for us to use it. Like, it's just, it's small, it's dank. It didn't end up working. It wasn't what they thought it would be whenever they dug it out and said that it would be a great passageway to get from one side of town to the other without, you know, having to worry about people above ground, I guess. So, you know, it really leaves a lot to speculation at this current point. Because, and the only reason I say this is because we find out it's natural resources, right? Well, if that's true, why is it government property you can't quote-unquote trespass on, right? But also blotched out by GMAPs. That makes absolutely no sense. That leads to a lot more questions than it does answers. That leads to a lot more curiosity than it does being satisfied. All this does is make me want to go out and look more. And maybe I should. Hell, maybe I should go right now. But, you know, I think that I can actually get more people involved in this than I can if I actually went out there and tried to show things on my own. I think that if I got enough people behind me, which I'm obviously piquing the interest of some of these people with this, as you can tell by the phone calls, people, they're not dispelling it. They are trying to debunk me, but in good faith. You understand? They're like, well, let's find out. You know, I mean, he's curious. Like, I obviously hear what he thinks it might be. Let's find out. Is it? And see, that right there is what I love about people. And I'm not talking about like all people. I'm talking about the people that actually care of whether this might be true. If there's a real hostel here. If you know what I mean? Like the movie. Because we all know there's a hostel here, but we don't know if it's getting treated like the people in a movie get treated. We don't know if people are disappearing from there. You know, and we wouldn't know based on some of the reporting and not reporting and all the things going on in this town, right? I'll just put it that way. I don't want to name any names, Ed Mercer, you know, but I'm looking at all this stuff and all these facts that I'm putting together and the fact that I can't answer a lot of this. At least not yet. And I'm blown away. I am just flat out blown away, to put it simply enough. Like, I cannot describe this any other way other than the fact that I am just flat out blown away. That something like that, that large, like it's as big as Vegas. Like, it's large. It's huge. It's as big as Houston. It's a huge piece of map just blotted out. Black and white. Everywhere else is nothing but forestry, but whenever you get to this certain line, it's just blotched out white, blotched out black. You can't zoom in. There's nothing to see here. You know? But there's a secret underground tunnel entrance that's hidden, and I only say hidden by signs that say, do not enter government property. Okay, well, I'm confused. And the only reason I say I'm confused is because why aren't people questioning this? It is an underground entrance and it's a secret. Otherwise it would not say you can't enter. No trespassing. Do not enter. You can't come here. Don't even get caught thinking about it. We'll throw you in prison or whatever. We'll fine you. We'll do this. We'll do that. We'll do whatever it takes to make you say, man, I'll never do that again. Well, you know what? It's time for government secrets to be shit all over. wipe your ass with a government secret anymore. Classified is bullshit. Corey Taylor said it. Classified my ass. That's a fucking secret and you know it. Flat out in your face. Whatever. Whatever. You know, there was a ton of helicopters involved in the Las Vegas shooting, right? Well, this town is known for helicopters. Helicopters and jeeps. And, well, a cruise ship stop. Those are the three things this town is known for other than, what is it? Mining. So secret mines here. There are public mines here. Whenever I say public, I just mean you can walk right up to the entrance and you know where it's at. It's right there in your face. Like, you can't miss it. If you've gone hiking out here, you know what I'm talking about. You know? You go up the mountain and downtown. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen that. You've seen that. You've been there. But have you ever been inside it? Have you ever been inside any of these mines inside of quote-unquote Juneau, Alaska? Or Douglas, Alaska? Have you been inside the mines? Because they got mines that are abandoned that people are using to house sex slaves. How sick is that? Have you ever seen the movie Traffic? T-R-A-F-F-I-K? You need to watch that movie. And if you haven't seen that movie, then odds are you haven't seen Trafficked. T-R-I-F-F-I-C-K-E-D. Get both of those movies. They're both worth buying, renting, watching. You know why? Because they're based on true stories, actual stories, real facts, real things that happened, real stories, real tragedies, real people that existed. This is real life. And if you aren't down to stop trafficking, I'm gonna say it like I said about sympathizing with pedophilia. You're fucking nuts! I'm looking at you like you're fucking nuts! Fucking whack job. That's how I'm looking at you, like you're some sick fucking whack job. I'm looking at you like you're some kind of sick fucking whack job because you're promoting this shit? You're promoting pedophilia and the harm of innocent children. Like that's what you're happy with? You're okay with that? You're okay with women being born and children being born into this sick, satanic underworld that's like a cave that nobody can get in. You know, I'm telling you, dude, there's a sick satanic underworld, and that's why Hillary doesn't want you in them emails, because it'll tell you all about it, and it'll convict a whole lot of people too in politics. Debbie Dingell. You can't tell me that bitch doesn't look like she's made a sacrifice to the Moloch and killed a few innocent children. Shit, she looks like the Wicked Witch right now. You know what's really funny, though? Is how I'm on Twitter, and I'm like, Debbie Dingell, you really tried to pass this bill? And later that day, lo and behold, John Dingell is dead. Died. What, of old age? I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I'm just shocked at the fact that I did that towards Debbie Dingell. Like, I called her out. You know, I ridiculed her. Like, why would you try and pass this bill? Makes no sense. And then, I'm guessing it's her dad, is dead the same day, hours later. It's reported that he's dead. I'm talking about moments later, dude. Later that day. Not the next day, not a week after, not a month after. No, the same day. Well, guess what else happened the same day? Trayvon's birthday. Trayvon's birthday after I said, you know what, this Trayvon case is bullshit. This Trayvon Martin case, George Zimmerman case, is 100% bullshit. There's something not right about it. Well, guess what? Deflection, denial, deflection, denial. It's a nigga's birthday. Hey, deflection, denial. It's a nigga's birthday. Deflection, denial. It's Trayvon's birthday. Deflection, denial. Bitch, yeah, right. If it was that nigga's birthday, yeah, right. On the same day, all this shit happens basically on the same day. Domino fucking effect. Domino effect, bro.
You make me cry when you say goodbye. It's a shame. My tears feel like rain. We'll part.